I'd be lost without my stalker. The thing you don't know is how much it turns me on, knowing you're out there in the woods, just beyond my line of sight, in the small grove across the street from my apartment, the next aisle in the grocery store. You make me feel safe, protected, because I know you would do anything for me. If I were ever in danger, you would be the first to rescue me. You'd be the only one who'd rescue me. And you would do it every single time. I walk through the center of town fearless because of you. Do you know what it means to feel like that? To feel strong, like there's a shield around me? I've always been alone. You were the first person in my 30 years who makes me feel protected. Most of all, though, you make me feel wanted. Before I met you, I was a ghost in this world. And when you aren't around, I still am. In the office, I'm the shy girl in the demure gray skirt. I'm the one who refills the coffee pots, while people who matter talk about things that matter. I'm the one who could enter and exit that room a dozen times before anyone notices the air move. Last month, I went to a club, dressed as a common whore. My dress hugged my figure and left nothing to the imagination. No one so much as offered to buy me a drink. I wasn't always this way. There was a time when I did matter, even to myself. There was a time. It's not hitting rock bottom that hurts. It's the bumps along the way. Everyone has their limit. I hit mine. As my ex would say, I tapped out. Hey, happens to the best of them. But you would have bought me that drink. You would have bought me that drink and swept me onto the dance floor. You would have held me up when I needed it most. You want me. Even if you never let me see your face. Except that I do. I've learned your movements nearly as well as you've learned mine. I saw you for the first time last month. I was walking back from my yoga class, and I saw your reflection in a storefront window. When I turned, you were gone. But it was enough. Salt and pepper hair, cut close, like a boxer. Stubble, the same color. A square jaw and deep brown eyes. That's what got me the first time. Your eyes. Like looking into my soul, into the deepest parts of me. I see your face when I'm alone in the dark. I see it when I'm on my way to work, gazing absently at the passing scenery. I see it when I'm alone. I see it in my most vulnerable moments. Then, most of all, could you possibly imagine how you make me feel? I've made love to you in my fantasies. I felt you. All of you. all of myself. I felt how other times we didn't make love. Other times we were ravenous. We were animals. Inhuman. But in those moments, our most human. I've been cornered by you in the woods, on my way home from the park. You dragged me behind a tree, legs flailing helplessly, like a schoolgirl about to be punished. I've thrashed and fought and struggled. I've tried to scream. You slapped a hand over my mouth to muffle me, because you knew. You knew my resistance would be a complete fantasy, and yet completely genuine. Knowing I want you to take me that way. Knowing I want to feel you tear at my jogging shorts, tear at my little cotton panties, rake your fingernails across the backs of my thighs as you... Do you know that I actually want what you want? Do you know that I would give every part of myself? That my resistance would be delicious. There's the rub, though. I'm afraid if he found out that I am his, the danger would be gone and he would lose interest. I'm afraid that without the risk, I'm just the same old ghost to him. I can't lose him. I won't lose him. No matter what, I would be lost without my stalker.